Question, are you blessed? Our answer and how we answer that question is huge in our lives. Let me give you two scenarios. First man, first lady, his business is flourishing, his family, everything is happening is wonderful, and his health is great. Is he blessed? Second man or lady has lost his job. His family begins to fall apart, and his health is in very much troubled. Blessed? Is he blessed? Today, I would like to start the conversation of what it means to be blessed. Here are a couple of definitions of being blessed from online dictionaries. Happy or favored. Bringing pleasure, contentment, or good fortune. A thing conducive to happiness and welfare. Now, the Hebrew word that is most often translated blessed is barak, B-A-R-A-K. And that's probably not a correct pronunciation, but you don't have to remember that anywhere, right? But that is how the word blessed from the Hebrew is most often found, Barak. Genesis 1:22. Let's turn over there because that's where this word is first used in the Bible. Verse 22 of Genesis 1. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let the fowl multiply in the earth. God blessed his creation. In this way, it was the fish and the birds. On down, that same Hebrew word is used when he created man in his image. Verse 28. And God blessed him. And then later on in Genesis 22:16 through 18, we get the story of Abram at that time, and Isaac. And because of his faith and obedience to God, Abram was blessed. And then in Deuteronomy 28, we have the blessings and cursings chapter. And Israel was blessed based on their obedience to God's laws. And our church has rightly made the connection between the obedience of God's laws and blessings from God, having his favor. And those laws are just like gravity. You know, if we understand them, we can use them, and they make our lives flourish. There's wisdom in that law. There's prosperity in that law. There's good fortune wrapped up in that law. And yes, it's generational. Family after family can enjoy those fruits. And it goes beyond that. It's even in our nation. But there's another Hebrew word also for blessings. And that's the word that is found often in Psalms. And it's pronounced as here, A-S-H-E-R-E. And it means very happy. And That's how it's translated. And we can see that in Psalms 1 in verse 1. But we want to read Psalms 119 in verse 1. If we can all turn over there. It says, "Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and seek him with their whole heart." The blessings here can even be defined as correction. But the person knows that God is working in their lives to keep them on the right path. Now let's go back to the scenarios. When we read these Hebrew words, and we understand blessings from that context, it's wonderful when we're the first man. When our job is going great, when our family is going great, when our health is great, and we have an abundant life. But when we're the second man, and we understand those Hebrew words, it leads to doubt, and even doubt toward God. So when we look at blessings, we also need to look at a Greek word. And that Greek word is makarios. And that word is found in the Beatitudes. And that's in Matthew 5 in verse 1. Let's turn over there and see what, you know, it's very much the same thing. Christ is speaking to his disciples, which we are today. And he is going to give them insight. He is going to teach them about being blessed. And that word here that's used all throughout here, and Christ uses it 8 times, 8 different insights, and we might not see it the same way, but I'm sure Christ understood exactly what he was saying. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. And we can go on down and look even farther. But it describes also a happy state of mind because every group has found their purpose and their fulfillment in life in God. Blessed is not having the job. Blessed is not the category that Christ used here of being able to go on vacation. But blessed are the people poor in spirit. He gives different categories. Because these people, each category has found their purpose and the fulfillment in God. Here are some other categories that we find that are considered blessed. In Matthew, the children are blessed. In John, we see the people that believe on him. In James, people are blessed that endure trials. And Revelation, people blessed, chapter 20, that received the first resurrection. So what we've seen today is that in God's original design, his entire creation was to experience prosperity and peace and fulfillment. And that design was ruined when sin entered into the world. And we want and we need God's blessings spiritually and physically. We need His favor. And that can be restored to us, and that restoration is given to us through Jesus Christ. So as we approach this time of year, as we examine ourselves before Passover, consider being blessed.